The Dr. Decker Weiss Show. Now here's your host, one of the leading integrative physicians in the world, Dr. Decker Weiss.
Herbal supplements, legitimate medicine or a scam? Boy, oh boy. It is crazy that we still have to answer this question. But the reason why we have to address and answer this question is because of media reports. Things like CNN coming out and saying that a multi is probably bad for you. Or reports of the supplement industry overall hasn't affected healthcare. That the growth of natural or integrative medicine hasn't improved people's lives. And they keep coming up with reports and reports. Let me tell you, first of all, the answer to the question. The answer is yes. Herbal supplements can be a scam. In fact, usually they are a scam. I would look at herbal medicine in this country, and I consider myself a fairly good herbalist. I consider myself one of the leaders in my field of naturopathic cardiology. I consider myself a pretty good cardiologist, actually. Not the best. There's a lot of smarter people out there than me, but maybe somebody works as hard as anybody. And I use nutritional supplements every day with my patients. But understanding it's the proper use of herbs and herbal supplements. We are not using them correctly. That is the problem. So when this topic comes up about, you know, herbal supplements, legitimate medicine or scam, overall it can be looked at as a scam. And if we look at these studies that's come out, Annals of Internal Medicine. Now, they're calling it one of the world's leading medical journals. I don't see it as that, but it's credible. It's peer-reviewed. But it's being reviewed mostly by medical doctors who don't use natural medicine, natural products. So there's a bias, I feel. But there was a study on 400,000 adults. They divided the participants into two groups. One received multis, the others didn't. They found no difference in medical outcome. I'll tell you what, if they're going down and buying the cheapest multi, I think they probably would have gotten worse. I don't understand this study, in essence, because multis, there's so many kinds of multis. Now, I want to address multivitamins as part of this. Multivitamins can hurt you, and multivitamins can help you. The kind of multi I like, personally, there has to have two characteristics to it. One is the B vitamins are all active B vitamins, or what we call, they have cofactors. For example, if you just take a synthetic B12, this makes your liver work. If you take a methylcobalamin, your liver is not involved. The vitamin just does what it needs to do. I don't like it when multivitamins make your liver work. So I don't think most multis are very good. Younger people can generally do okay with those synthetic multis, but you have to be careful on how much you're giving over a long period of time. The way we solve that is by using fermented multivitamins, but what I really like is these whole food multivitamins, these whole food-based multivitamins. And the whole food multis, and they can have a sprinkling of some synthetic in there just to make sure it's okay. I think those work well. The other thing is the minerals in there. The minerals can have calcium carbonate in there, magnesium oxide in there. These are not assimilable nutrients, meaning they don't get into tissues and bones well. However, they get into the bloodstream, and they can cause a bunch of havoc, or they just give you diarrhea. So your multis, you have to be careful about the type of minerals. And look, a multi's not $10. Okay, if you're getting a $10 multi, it's either something spectacular on a really, really, really big sale, which can happen, or you're just getting the cheapest minerals, worst Bs, thrown into a bottle and hoping for your best. I do like green powders. I love green powders. I take green powder myself. I mix some fish oil in with that. Sometimes I'll take some extra active Bs and SAMe, and then I've got my bases covered along with some antioxidants. Now let's look at another study in here. Study second, 6,000 men, 65 or older, and they wanted to see if just these multis help with their memory and their cognitive function, and it was basically indistinguishable, meaning that they couldn't show that the multi improved their overall health. Again, my caveat on that is, what kind of multi is it? also the fact that at 65, you are going to process bees less. So if you're taking synthetic bees in your multi, it's going to even be worse at 65 than it would be at 15. They're not going to become active and help out brain. The sad thing about this is at 65 years old, you need more nutrients. It is just a little trickier to get these nutrients into your bloodstream and into the tissues where they can be effective. But it's a shame the way that's, you know, Annals of Internal Medicine, this fancy journal, and it's saying all these, you know, things about multis and all this stuff. But look, you can't get your nutrients from food, ladies and gentlemen. It's not there. I'm juicing. I'm in my detox mode right now, and I'm juicing kale and I'm juicing collards and I'm doing these things. And I still probably won't get enough nutrients from that because our food's simply depleted. Yes, if I lived in Ecuador, I may not need extra multis and supplements because their soil's volcanic and I can get those minerals, those assimilable minerals right out of it, but not in America. Even our organic stuff is depleted, so we need extra green powders and whole food multis to make up for it. So you 65-year-olds out there, don't throw away your multis. Get the right multis. Get the whole food ones going and don't let a journal say, okay, all cars are bad. When it's only some cars that are bad, others are great for you. Third study, 1,700 men and women, the history of heart attack to see if their multi could prevent another episode, and they did nothing. The multi did not help them. Well, I could have saved them the trouble. In fact, it might have even made them worse. If they were taking poor sources of minerals in their multi, if they're getting 300 pills for $9.99 for their multi, and they're getting calcium carbonate and magnesium oxide and other cheap minerals in there instead of phosphorylated like tricalcium phosphate or getting magnesium orotates or glycinates or those types of things. If they're not getting those types of minerals, they're probably going to actually get worse. Now, with it, they started to pick on my vitamin E, and that's when I'm going to roll up my sleeves here. In an editorial, evidence showed that beta carotene and vitamin A and vitamin E, those things can even be harmful. Yes, vitamin E can be harmful. Vitamin E is a category. If you take alpha tocopherol acetate, you're not going to get benefit. You might even get worse. If you take a different category of vitamin a high gamma tocopherols and tocotrienols in those categories, those are actually bound to cholesterol. Cholesterol carries vitamin E on it, but it doesn't carry bad vitamin E on it. It carries natural gamma tocopherols on it to protect it. Cholesterol needs antioxidant protection. And what are they doing? They're throwing the baby out with the bathwater. So you crummy vitamin E manufacturers out there, it is time to go away and start making the good stuff because you need vitamin E to protect your heart. So it's been very, very disconcerting what's going on. Now, another thing that's going on about here, this I found interesting, how lobbyists will keep you hooked on vitamins. I find that interesting too. Remember the natural foods industry, I'm not involved in that industry, but you know, natural food industry has lobbyists and they are in Washington and they are saying to people, you need to cover multivitamins with insurance plans. You need to start covering things like exercise and herbal treatments and stuff. But they're right. Of course they're right, these lobbyists. But we're going to have to get the physicians properly trained to get them the right multis, the right antioxidants, and throw the garbage away so we can have those positive effects. Look, I've been practicing 18 years as a naturopathic cardiologist. I've had 4 patients have heart attacks. 2 of them, it was their time. One of them was, I don't know why it happened, and the other patient was off of their program. I use antioxidants and minerals all day long. I'm not that smart. I'm just following what the research says. I'm giving you the right types of multis, the right types of antioxidants to keep you well and to keep you away from doctors like me. And that's our goal at Radio MD, keep you educated on the right things to do. So is supplements a scam? It can be. Get educated and it'll be the best thing you ever did.